Today, I woke up to an interesting post by Guillermo Rauch, the CEO of Wurzel, about which I want to talk and also about the implications and my thoughts on the role of code and how important the actual code is today and in the future. Now, in this post, Guillermo says, "Code is an output. Nature is healing. For too long, we treated code as input. We glorified it, hand-formatted it, prettified it, obsessed over it. We built sophisticated GUIs to write it in, IDEs. We syntax highlighted, tree set, minimap the code, keyboard triggers, inline autocompletes, ghost text. What color scheme is that? We stayed up debating the ideal length of APIs and function bodies. Is this API going to look nice enough for another human to read? We're now turning our attention to the true inputs: requirements, specs, feedback, design inspiration, crucially, production inputs. Our coding agents need to understand how your users are experiencing your application, what errors you're running into, and turn that into code. We will inevitably glorify code less, as well as coders. The best engineers I've worked with always saw code as a means to an end anyway, an output that's bound to soon be transformed again." Wow, there's a lot in this post. Now, I have a lot of thoughts about this. Now, obviously, and I think we can all see this, the entire role or the entire world of programming is changing rapidly. There's lots of stuff going on there, and especially I, and I guess many people in the industry can feel that since December it accelerated again with Opus 4.5 and Claude Code and now also Codex, and we got new models and new tools coming up almost every week. Things are changing quickly. And on a personal note, of course, I'm trying to keep up with that, also regarding the content I create, regarding the courses I create, and of course how I work, which is the foundation of that all. And that's why I released new courses on Claude Code and Codex. And I'm, by the way, running a big promotion right now where you can get my annual membership, which gives you access to all the courses for a super low price. But it is having an impact on all of us. That is my point here. It's changing what we do, which content I create, and of course, how we build software. However, I'm not so sure if we really move away from the code, and to me, this post reads like code doesn't matter anymore, and I think I disagree with that quite a bit. Now, I will, of course, admit, and obviously, it's true that in the past, yes, we did obsess over API design, over naming of variables and functions, of the aesthetics of the code. And I would actually argue parts of this are still important today and very likely also in the future. Because even if the role of humans shifts away from writing the code towards reviewing it, what is easier to review? A messy code base with 10,000 lines of codes that are partially redundant or unnecessarily complex with weirdly named or shaped functions, or a clean code base? What will be easier to review? And even if parts or even big parts of that review process shift towards machines and AI in the future, which of course is possible, even then, I'm not convinced that the code quality does not matter at all anymore in that world. And if it's just that you're paying for all those tokens that are being generated and reviewed, if something can be built cleaner, it will very likely consume less tokens for both generating that code as well as for reviewing it. And token cost looks like it will be very, very important in the future, because right now we're all on those subsidized plans by Anthropic, by OpenAI. We're not paying the real token cost. The $20 or $200 subscriptions you might have, and I have, these are not subscriptions where those vendors necessarily make any money off. The true token cost is higher than that. And it's quite likely to go up in the future, or what we pay to go up in the future when those companies need to earn money at some point. Obviously, maybe due to all the technical progress, that will only start at a point where the token cost as a whole got down a bit, but we don't know that yet with certainty. We don't know how that market will look like in the future. And even if it would go down theoretically, of course, if companies can charge you a certain price, which may be substantially above the true price, well, they will happily take that margin. But yeah, that's a totally different topic. But tokens and token efficiency matters today and very likely also matters in the future. And that, of course, is related to code quality, because in general, good code, clean code, is code that is not allowed to grow endlessly and become endlessly complex and complicated. Now, of course, there is an argument to be made that programmers in the past also sometimes had the tendency to write a bit too much code, maybe in certain points, to come up with a clean API and maybe some unnecessary abstractions which they didn't really need at the point of time where they were implemented. We've probably all been there, where we've worked on a side project with zero users and we decided that we want to implement our database access such that we could easily swap the database, even though we never intended to do that. And yeah, therefore we wrote some adapter that was, of course, way more complex than it needed to be. We've all been there, and was it great? No, it was not, and it will not be today or in the future, no matter if that's code written by you or by AI. And right now, and that can of course change, but right now, in my experience, these AI models and tools like Codex, Claude Code, they have a tendency to overcomplicate things, to introduce unnecessary complexity, to suggest changes that, yeah, really don't make a lot of sense, that are unnecessarily complex. Codex, especially right now, has a tendency to never remove any code, just add more and more and more code, and add fallback code and legacy handling, and you have to explicitly almost force it to delete code and to let go of old APIs. So that, of course, can all change, but these are things you have to fight about or for today. And that is, of course, kind of what this post says doesn't matter anymore. But I say, yes, it does matter. You, as a developer, you have to take those fights and you have to care about the actual code and the code quality today and very likely also in the future. Obviously, nobody knows what the future holds, but it will always be important that you have a code base that doesn't grow unnecessarily complex for many reasons, token efficiency being one of them. Another reason, of course, and also the review part, by the way, another reason, of course, is that code, of course, has an impact on the performance of an application. Now, I'm not sharing any groundbreaking truth here or news, but of course, this is something that's easy to overlook. You could say that with AI generating code, the actual code doesn't matter too much anymore because it's easy to refactor, regenerate, replace. And that is all true if you ignore the token cost part again. But of course, the code that's being generated has an impact or could have an impact on the performance of your application. There are multiple ways of querying a database. You could run nested queries or unnecessarily many queries because, hey, the result is the same. You got the data you need. Yeah, but a poorly optimized database query, of course, can show its true cost as soon as you do have a significant amount of users. The same, of course, is true for nested loops or all kinds of stuff that can creep into your code base that leads to worse performance. And that is why, of course, still the code quality matters and optimizing the code matters. You can definitely say that future AI models and tools will be very good at that and will be able to do that. That future models will be able to produce better code right from the start and also evaluate and then improve code. And that is absolutely possible. That still doesn't defeat my point that code quality matters, though, no matter if a future model generates it or you as a developer. Now, of course, what is the big difference is that in the world where the AI is able to do all of that, we humans are taken out of the loop. And I guess that is kind of the point Guillermo is making here. But of course, we don't know how exactly that future will look like. Now, what I will say about this post is, and I get it, that is just how the internet is these days. You have to be provocative, you have to kind of be edgy so that people like me create a video about it. I totally get it. But of course, in this post, it sounds like all these things we did in the past were pretty stupid, right? Building dedicated tools, GUIs that make it easier to write code, discuss API design. Oh, that's pretty stupid. Well, no. That shows that you care. And as a human, you wanna care about your craft, about your work. That's like saying, oh, pretty stupid that designers used to first sketch on a piece of paper and then use dedicated software like Photoshop to turn this into actual digital art. No, that is not stupid. That is exactly what sets a human that cares about their craft and their job apart from someone who doesn't. And framing this as kind of stupid or weird or something that is gone for good is just a bad take. It's just not cool in any way. And of course, now we're building new software, by the way. We're building new software for the agentic engineering world, something like the Codex app and all these AI agents and agent apps and TUIs we have these days. That's the new kind of software we're building, and we'll keep on doing stuff like that. And we'll, of course, invent new ways to discuss about, like how a properly written skill for agents should look like, or how to set up a good agents MD file or whatever. We'll keep on discussing until we're totally out of the loop and we as humans don't need to do anything anymore, which is a point I don't think will arrive, and I certainly don't hope will arrive. But until that point, it's good to have opinions about the stuff you work on and to care about the stuff you work on. And I think that is really important. So yeah, I think code, the structure of the code, that will stay important. The only question is if the AI can do it all on its own and produce perfect code. And I don't know that, and nobody can know right now. You can't look into the future. But in general, as a human, you should care about what you're doing. That is what sets the people that can be super successful and have fun at their work apart from the people that don't, I think.